If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Welcome back to our part two sit down with Miss Gretchen Rossi. And if you haven't heard part one, check it out. We cover it all. Her origins of how she got started with RHOC. Remember Gretchen when she first came on the show with Jeff? The misperceptions of her, what people think about her, how they painted her as a gold digger. We talk about it all. Vicky, Tamara, now we are about to continue that conversation and talk more about the OC and everything else that Gretchen has going on in life. Stay tuned for part two. And if you haven't heard part one, check it out.
But that's what I'm saying. Things are just so different now. And I'm just in such a different space. It's kind of like Heather. I think Heather is just going to, she's going to come onto the show just knowing what to expect. And I think I would be in that same space. I just know what to expect now. And I don't think I'll be as sensitive or get as hurt or get as upset about things. It's like, you just kind of know what you're getting yourselves into now.
I think so. And even like looking like at Salt Lake and some of the people they cast now, I think I agree. I think they want a different, I don't think they want the over the top, crazy. I think they want like people with a career that are, look, you'll stand up for yourself and scream and you'll bring drama. But like, I think they want like relatively normal, even though I hate that word.
Right.
I do.
I agree with you. I think, and again, it's not even like Bravo. It's really the audience that, you know, dictates what it is that they want. And I think that, you know, the audience loves the drama. They love the fights. They love that. But if it starts to feel fake or it starts to feel inauthentic, I think that's when the audience is like, okay, this is not fun anymore. Like, I really want to see the dynamics between, you know, two girls that really have like a strong friendship and like something really go awry. And not because they want the friendship to go awry. They just, it makes everybody feel normal that like when they have a fight with their husband or with their best friend or whatever, that it's normal. But it's like, when you start feeling like there's certain cast members that are just creating drama and just creating bullshit just to make a TV show, it just doesn't, it doesn't jive as well with the audience.
I agree. Well, since you say the world is different and you're different now, assuming that, you know, nothing will be mentioned, Tamara's not there, why don't you just pick up the phone and call all these people that you have such a good relationship with?
You're so funny. Just call them up. Hey guys, what's up?
I mean, I realize it doesn't really work that way, but you can make an initial call.
Well, no, but see, here's the thing. I would have to really want to go back to do that. You know what I mean? Like, if you really wanted to go back, then I'd get picking up the phone call and like calling them. But like, that's just not something I think about every day. Like, I'm so busy. I've got so many great things going on. You know, I'm super busy with Life Hack, everything that I have going on there. I have a child, for goodness sakes, that I'm a full-time mom for. So it's just not something that I'm like, I gotta be back on Housewives. Like, I just don't really care enough to like, if they were to call me and talk to me again, like they did a couple times since I've left, then sure, I'll talk to them. But I've said it 1,000 times. How much are you going to pay me and who's on the cast? I mean, it's like really simple, you know?
Well, on that note, before we get into Life Hack, there's no Tamara. Who would you, if you could pick like 4 people from the past, we could choose anyone you want. Who would you pick?
You haven't let me do that. I don't know. Cause I have so many still friends from the show and stuff. So I don't think I could pick just only 4, you know, though. I will say this. I don't think I could pick only 4, but you know, I do think it will be interesting at some point for the franchise to really just have like, what is that thing? Like a Big Brother house or something like where everybody that's been on the show gets together and you just see like the big cast, like, and see everyone interacting. And even though that would include the other chick that I don't like, I still think it would be interesting for the audience to like see everybody together and see that dynamic. And, you know, people that were on a certain season with other people on the season they weren't on with, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think that would be a very interesting dynamic at some point. And I wouldn't be surprised if the network did something like that down the line. You know, if they start, I mean, look at what they just did with all the different franchises. And they did that show on Peacock with like Kyle and Ramona.
Cynthia, yeah.
And like all those gals. So I think that would be interesting.
Yes, I would agree with that. If you did get this call and the money worked out in the cast and you were going to go back, just say, what would Mr. Smiley say if you said, honey, I need to talk to you. I got a call. We've been negotiating for the past 2 weeks. I'm sure you tell Slade everything, so maybe it wouldn't be 2 weeks, but what would he say?
Okay, wait, David, first of all, I'm going to ask you, why do you want me to go back so bad?
Listen, I get it because of what I do. People always say to me, you're friends with this one, tell her to go back. And I always say the same thing you do. I'm like, this person doesn't want to go back. They're so happy in life.
Yeah.
So I get it. I think that the world, when the names come up, especially when Andy says we're doing a total reboot and the cast is getting shaken up and that it's months, I'm happy with you the way you are. I understand not being on the show.
Yeah.
And being very happy and just being like, this isn't, I think that's where a lot of people confuse it. Like they think everyone's goal is to get back. And I always tell people, like, right. I'm friends with her. Her goal is not to get back. Mm-hmm. Trust me.
Yeah.
I just think that all these people that are listening to this show right now would like you back.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay. Then I got a question for you.
Sure.
Who would be your dream cast for OC? And you don't have to pick me. Like, I'm not hurt if you don't pick me. But I'm just
really
curious.
Want my answers.
Yeah, I'm really curious.
This like, is because I thought about this.
Yeah, I'm curious what like you think like your opinion, but also like what you think the audience would really like, who they would really like to see back.
This is just what I think. I think I don't even know if this is who they'd want to see back. I think when someone's life changes dramatically, that's when I think it's time to go back because it's like we don't know you. Like I think that's why people get gone. Like for instance, to me, besides Heather and the drunk wives and all of that with Kelly, like to me, Kelly's story is over. Like we know Kelly, love or hate, like there's nothing new. Like it's going to be the same Kelly next season. So to me, that's when it's time to go.
Right.
I like when your life is totally different. So I would bring Heather back. I think that makes a lot of sense. And her children are older and the gorgeous house and Terry has botched and like Terry's, you know, it's just, it's a different thing now. So Heather would be on that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who else, because I've thought about this. I would have you on it, actually. I would have you there. Yeah.
But tell me why though? What would be like the thing that you would be, I mean, because I have like a baby now and like our lives have changed a little bit.
Yeah. And like you are with Slade, you know, like in the beginning, it was like, okay, you know, Slade was like, but Lori and you, and now it's like, okay, we're
now
over
it's
that.
11 even. Years.
Right. We're over that.
Say, just as a side note, David, every single one of those chicks that like said that like our relationship was fake and made for TV and like all that crap. You notice that all of those people at that time were in a different relationship and now are no longer in those relationships. Hello. So like, it's just hilarious to me how, you know, everyone was making these accusations and 11 years later, we're together, we're happy. We have a baby, you know what I mean? Like, I just think it's funny.
Right. And so that's the thing. It's like, we can't have that storyline now, people like with 11 years and there's a child and it's like, so
you can't play that card anymore. Yeah.
Right. And like that was in the editing too. Like we like knew Slade before you. So it was like all in the editing too. So I feel like that would make you guys like interesting.
Right.
You know, and they could show more about your career and what you have going on. So I think you're too.
People don't like that stuff. They just like get bored with that, which I get. I mean, here's the thing. Like I always have been an entrepreneur and always been just like a hardworking woman. That's the environment I was raised in. And so that's just who I am. So that is part of, you know, my story, if you will. However, it's not like I wasn't involved in every single aspect of drama in the show. Like without fail, I was in the center of almost every single drama thing that was going on, or the women were talking shit about me or Slade or somebody. And so I had to be involved. So it's not like I was just sitting around all day, just, you know, working and not involved in what was happening with the show. So anyways, but okay, who else do you think would be good? I'm so curious. Like who else, like who do you think would make like a dynamic cast together?
Okay, so the two of you, so it's you and Heather. Mm-hmm. This is not my favorite person on the show. I don't know her. She's one of the rare people I haven't interviewed, but I think Megan King Edmonds, her life has changed so much.
Yeah, that's true. It has changed a lot.
She has her moments on TikTok where she's funny. Like, you don't really know anything. And I just think she could do, like, I mean, I think she's smarter than a lot of people think. And yeah. Like, I don't really know if we got to know her. I don't really know her. She's one of the rare OC housewives I don't know. So I think her.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think she'd be fun. I mean, her and I have always been cool and cordial, so I'm okay with her.
I would add her. I would add, just because she had a husband nobody liked, and now I would add Jesus Jugs.
Aren't you good friends with her?
I am. I know her pretty well. I stayed with her when I came to the OC.
Yeah, I thought you were good friends with her. I can't believe you called her Jesus Jugs. Wouldn't she be mad at you for that?
I call her that sometimes to her face. Yeah, I don't think it's an insult. I think it's, well, I mean, like, I don't know.
I feel like she did not like that nickname.
But like, from a gay man, isn't that okay? Like, it's not sexist. It's just like.
Well, I think maybe if it had come out of someone else's mouth, she might not be as mad, but because it came from that person, I still think she's like a fan of it, but I might be wrong because it's not like I've talked to her, so I don't know.
And I don't want to speak for her, but I feel she is in a similar situation as you, in that I'm not so sure that she, listen, again, I'm not speaking for her, but I don't think she really, I think she has said to me the same thing you've said, like, there's no drama in my life. Like, why? Like, right. Why would I want this? Yeah. Like, life is good. Yeah.
Life is good. Exactly.
I so, just think
know,
it would.
You know the juicy scoop, David, around the new girl, Nicole, if it's her that Kim is coming back or is coming on?
Nicole.
Yeah. Do you know that juicy scoop?
No. What's the juicy scoop? Dude,
don't lie. You so know.
No, I recently had Elizabeth Vargas, who was let go, on my show, and she said Noella has some stories to tell. Oh.
Well, I mean, not that this is like a big story or anything. I mean, everybody knew, but just because you were bringing up Alexis, it made me think of that. So Nicole dated Jim for a minute.
Well, so did Peggy Tano. So I guess.
Good point. No, but I mean, that's just an interesting thing. That like the potentially new housewife was dating Jim right after Alexis and him broke up. I just think it's just weird. Like how do the producers find these people? Right? Like, it's just like, oh my gosh, it's so funny.
I mean, I have to say that's funny. And Noella being ex-friends with Bronwyn is kind of.
Dude, that too. Like, oh man.
It's brilliant.
That's kind of mean, don't you think? I mean, like, it's your best friend is now, you got fired and now your best friend has been hired. I don't know.
It's a little out there.
I don't know. I feel like that was like, I feel like that's, I would feel like that's mean. I don't know. But maybe, I mean, who knows? Maybe Bronwyn told the producer she's great, cast her, you know? You never know. But I'm like, wow.
I'm assuming they're not friends anymore.
No, I don't think so. You think? You think, meaning like Bronwyn?
I don't know.
Noella? Oh, wow. Interesting. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not friends with them, so I don't know. But that's
And I mean, I'm also friends with like Peggy Tanis, who I love dearly, and like Ben Curtin, like I love them.
Yeah.
So those would be, so it'd be you, Megan, Heather, Alexis. You're not going to love my fifth choice.
Okay, I'm not mad. Is it Tamara or is it Vicky?
Neither.
Oh, who do I not like? I mean, I like Vicky actually, so I'd be all happy about Vicky. I think she's funny.
And I don't even know. I'm sure you guys, this is why I think she would be great. I know she doesn't live in the OC. Oh, I have two other, it's going to be a cast of six.
Okay.
I'll tell you my first, I think number five, this one you're not going to care about. I think Taylor Armstrong from Beverly Hills. She lives in the OC now.
That's true. She lives in the OC. Okay, but let's keep it from past
okay.
OC girls, because I feel like the audience knows like the OC is a certain group. You know what I mean?
Okay, so this is my
answer. I love Taylor, by the way. Taylor's like my friend. Like, we hang out. So I love Taylor, but go ahead.
Love Taylor.
Yeah, love her.
I would bring back Joe.
Oh, Jesus, Jimmy.
This is why I hesitated to say it.
Oh, that's so funny. I was not even thinking about her at all, like so out of the like atmosphere. Okay, so here's the thing. I get what you're saying. Her life's changed, the whole thing, blah, blah, blah. But here's the thing. The only reason that I think that that might not be good is because I feel like it would be so focused on Gretchen, Joe, and Slade. And I don't think that that's going to make good enough TV. Like, honestly, even though I wouldn't want to really film with her, I honestly think like a Shannon, Kelly, Vicky, Tamara, Heather, Alexis, me, like that kind of core dynamic would be interesting. Don't you? Like kind of those characters, Megan, like all of those, like
mainstays.
Yeah. Like the mainstays and those characters that like people only knew Joe for like a couple seasons. And I just don't know. Like, I wouldn't want that to be so, I don't know. I feel like that would be so like stupid. Cause that was 15 years ago with her and Slade. And I just feel like that would be like, ugh, I don't know. I would be over that. I would be like, so over that in like a hot second.
But maybe it could just be like that for like a minute and then like you move past it. Maybe that's where my mind goes.
Okay. But you're friends with Joe too. So that's probably why you did that. Aren't you friends with Joe too? I don't know.
Maybe I'm not. Friends with a lot of people. I mean, but I don't know. I just thought it wasn't even because of that. I just thought like, you know, they say they want like a certain age and they want like to skew it younger. Like she's, you know, she was so young and she's the right age. And I just, I don't know. I think that's like a nice mix.
Interesting.
And so, then my alternative would be maybe like a Peggy Tanos who like, we don't really know. And she never, I would say Peggy Tanos. I think she would be like, she fits the mold and like, we don't really know much about her. I mean, I do because I know her.
Yeah. I love Peggy. She's a sweetheart. But like me too, Lizzie's like a good friend of mine. I love Lizzie. She would be good. I don't know. But here's the other thing I was going to say. There's something else. Oh, so, and then I also, but like, do you know how many times I've gotten people to reach out to me about all of my group of girlfriends, like that I hang out with? Everyone's like, oh my gosh, why aren't you guys the OC Housewives? Cause they're all just like fabulous and fun. But I think people would be like, wow, these people are just too beautiful and rich.
Do they still call you? Like, do producers still call and say, hey, Gretchen, like, do you know anyone? Like, can you give us a name? Because it really is a small community.
No, they haven't done that. They haven't done that. But I know a lot of the times the casting people reach out to my friends. Like, they don't necessarily reach out to me directly, but they definitely reach out to all of my friends. Like all of my friends have been approached and a couple of them were like right there to like get cast. So I was kind of bummed for them because I thought that they would, you know, be awesome for it. But
do you give them any good advice like for casting or if you got the, like, what would you say if like someone came to you right now and they're like, Gretchen, I just got the contract. Give me some advice. The way that Bronwyn called you.
Run! No, I would just say, look, first of all, you need to just be completely like, okay with anything and everything coming out, you know, like if you have any skeletons in your closet that you don't want to come out, don't go on the show. If you have any like negative things or any like, I'm not using the right words right now, but like any bad thing going on between your relationship, probably not a good platform to go on. And I would also just say, just be 100% authentic in yourself and don't ever like try to be something that you think the audience wants or the producers want, because it will completely resonate on camera. Like you just always have to be 100% true to who you are and that's it. And even if it's bad, like even if there's some bad sides to you, like just show it all.
I think that's true too. It always shocks me. Like, you know, like this whole thing with Salt Lake, like Jen Shaw, she's like, I don't know if you know all about that. Like,
yeah. I mean, obviously again, I don't live under a rock. I don't really follow it closely, but obviously I saw a lot of stuff on social.
It's just shocking. Like if you cause I mean, that's a, whether, you know, guilty or innocent, we don't know, but like, it's still something that is happening. So if she is guilty, right. It's like, what goes through your mind that you said yes to this show? In what world do you think this won't come out? It always comes out.
I know. That's like always. The worst. Like, and some of the stuff that's come out over the years with some of the women, you're just like, why are you on camera? Like showing off everything that you own and have. And like, it's just like, oh my gosh. Like it is surprising to me that some of the things, I mean, but you know what? I mean, good for them that they just, I guess, think they're going to get away with it.
I think certain people are addicted to the fame and they just, yeah. they're like, they just can't see next year. Yeah. They're like, right now, I can't say no. I have to do this.
Well,
like,
it's and everything. Also, if you think about it, if they've been getting away with whatever they've been doing for so many years, they obviously think that it's going to continue on, you know, and that they're going to continue to be able to get away with it. So, but not a good decision coming on reality TV. That's not going to bode well for you.
No, this is my final question. Then we can talk about life back. Who do you think Heather, so we have Emily and we have Gina and we have Shannon, who is Heather Dubrow? You got to fight with someone. I mean, whether she doesn't want to or not, someone is going to come for her. Who is Heather going to clash with?
Well, I think, I mean, obviously we saw her and Shannon clash when they were together on the show. So that would be my initial thought would be Shannon. And then, you know, that video that Kelly posted with, like, I think it was it Shannon coming over to her house or something and like cheersing her. And then she said something about Heather and Shannon like rolled her eyes or something. And she like looked really upset about the fact that it was Heather coming on. So I think that's a little bit of like a bode to possibly what might go down. But yeah, I mean, it will be interesting to see, you know, it will be interesting to see if that happens. And, you know, I know that Shannon had like the falling out with Tamara and Vicky. And I know that Heather still is kind of friendly with the two of them. So I don't know if Shannon is going to be weary of Heather because of that too. Or like if Heather's going to bring, you know, Tamara around or Vicky around because of that, you know what I mean? Like, are you curious if that's going to happen? I'm so curious if that's going to happen.
I don't even know if that, I mean, I guess anything could happen, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I feel like that might be what would make Shannon like a little bit anxious is if like she feels that whole thing is going to get like reintroduced or whatever, you know.
Who do you think Heather will get along with better between Emily and Gina?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I mean, I know Emily, she's a good friend of mine, so I think that Emily's like a really chill, good, fun girl's girl, and I think that Heather's like that too. Like, she's just, you know, she's a girl's girl. Here comes our baby. I'm still on, believe it or not.
I know. I didn't think we would be there.
No, it's okay. So, can you just take her outside for a little bit longer? So I think I could see Emily and Heather getting along really well because I think that they have similar like personalities and like just being like a girl's girl. I don't know Gina that well. I've only met her a couple times like through Emily and events, but everybody says she's really cool too. So, I mean, I think they would get along, but I don't know.
As some of you know, prior to being the host of the Behind the Velvet Rope podcast, I ran HR and recruiting at many companies in New York. And the one tool that I couldn't live without when I hired for the company was Indeed. If you're hiring, you too need Indeed, because Indeed is the hiring partner where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. And Indeed is the only job site where you're guaranteed to find quality applications that meet your must-have requirements or you don't pay. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites hoping to find candidates with the right skills, you need one powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. And I use Indeed now, and Behind the Velvet Rope, how do you think I found my great assistant? Start hiring right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/velvet. Offer valid through March 31st. Go to Indeed.com/velvet to claim your $75 credit before March 31st. Indeed.com/velvet. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I have to tell you about a new nutritional product that I started using called Athletic Greens. Now, I started taking Athletic Greens because I wanted better gut health, I wanted more energy, and I wanted to optimize immune system. Well, let me tell you, what I love best about Athletic Greens is it's easy. I personally didn't have, and never will have time for any nutritional product that is complicated to use. So here's the thing. Athletic Greens, you take one scoop and you add 8 ounces of water, and that's all you need. Also, the other thing I love about Athletic Greens, it actually tastes great. And it's inexpensive. It costs less than $3 a day. Also, I love it. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, so there's no nasty chemicals or anything artificial. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/velvet. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/velvet to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Bombas's mission is simple. Make the most comfortable clothes ever and match every item sold with an equal item donated. So when you buy Bombas, you're also giving to someone who's in need. Bombas designed their socks, shirts, and underwear to be the most comfortable clothes you can't wait to put on every day. Everything they make is soft, seamless, tagless, which is my favorite part, and has a luxurious, cozy feel. Now you guys are listening to my podcast, so you're all reality TV fans. I'm sure you've seen Bombas on Shark Tank. Shout out Damon John. And listen, do you know that socks, underwear, and t-shirts are the 3 most requested clothing items at homeless shelters? That's why Bombas donates 1 for every item you buy. Their socks come in so many colors and patterns. So far, Bombas customers like yourself have helped donate over 50 million items of essential clothing. Go to bombas.com/velvet and get 20% off any purchase. That's bombas.com/velvet for 20% off. bombas.com/velvet. You guys know how busy I am recording and bringing you this podcast 5 days a week. I don't have a minute to myself, but when I wake up every morning, I allow myself 1 hour. And the one thing I turn to every morning is Best Fiends. Best Fiends is a mobile puzzle game that anyone can download and play. Whether you have a few minutes or a few hours, it's the perfect puzzle game because literally you lose yourself and just unwind. I'm on level 12. I've referred so many of my friends to Best Fiends. And well, listen, they've surpassed me in the level. There are literally thousands of levels to this game. It features tons of cute characters that help you solve thousands and tons of puzzles. And the more you win, the more challenges you face. I'm telling you, if you need to unwind, Best Fiends is a great solution. And look, don't take my word for it. Best Fiends has over 100 million downloads. Download Best Fiends for free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. Download it today and have fun. On Wondery's podcast, Even the Rich, co-hosts Brooke and Arisha share the stories behind some of the most famous and infamous celebrities in our history. From my personal queen, Madonna, to Britney Spears, to the Kardashians, to the House of Gucci. And in an all-new season, they investigate the shocking kidnapping of heiress Patty Hearst. Even the Rich gives you the inside scoop on the drama that keeps these families in the spotlight. I love this show because it's part history, part comedy, part gossip, which you know I love, and completely fascinating. And if you want a little more Brooke and Arisha in your life, they're the perfect guides to give you your daily dose of celebrity gossip on Rich and Daily. How is Britney's new life post-conservatorship? You want to know? Go and listen to Brooke and Arisha. And I have to say, on this new season of Even the Rich, I am obsessed now with this Patty Hearst story. Listen to Even the Rich, Patty Hearst, and Rich and Daily on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, or you can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app. Do you guys do what I do every January? First, you think about the year prior of all the things you didn't accomplish that you wanted to. Then you make a bunch of New Year's resolutions. And as soon as you break them, you feel bad about yourself. Are you in your own mind the way I was? Well, get out of your mind. Let me tell you, therapy can help you learn to be kinder and gentler to yourself and help you move forward. I have to tell you guys about Talkspace. Talkspace has been a miracle for me. First of all, they match you with a licensed therapist that you can connect with not only from your computer, but from your phone, anywhere on the go. I also love that Talkspace focuses on your schedule. They fit your schedule, not the other way around. With live chat, video, and audio sessions, you could easily fit mental health into your daily routine. I also love that your information is extremely private and it's just between you and your therapist. Listen, Talkspace can help you with anything, anxiety, depression, self-doubt. Make your mental health more than just another New Year's resolution with Talkspace. Visit Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month when you use promo code VELVET at sign up. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com, promo code VELVET. You need to go get your cable so you can watch
that. I know. Wait, do you not think they will get along? I don't know. What are they? Would you think they'll butt heads?
I could see Heather and Emily, this is just me, either loving each other or hating each other.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I would think they would get along, but I don't know.
Okay. Interesting.
I don't know. I feel like Heather is not the type really to start with anyone. You know what I mean? I feel like if someone comes for her, she'll speak up.
That's exactly how I was on the show. Like I never just like started shit or talked about somebody or went after them. I felt like half the time I was just defending myself, you know, or like sticking up for myself. Or if somebody had something to say about me, then I would come back and have something to say. And I think Heather was very similar to that. Like, you know, she had these good, like one-liners or way of like, of putting people down in a funny way. You know what I mean? Like, I think she was similar to me in that sense that we didn't really necessarily just go after people for no good reason, but if they came for us, watch out, you know?
I think it's a smart casting decision and like it makes a lot of sense for the franchise.
I think it's cool that's going to happen.
So let's talk about LifeVac. Tell me all about it and how did this partnership come about?
Yes. So, okay. So this was so crazy. So for Skylar's first birthday party, she had picked up a piece of sequins. We had a mermaid party and she had picked up a piece of sequins that was about this big and she had stuck it in her mouth. And she was taking pictures with these like mermaid characters that I had hired. And she was across the pool, like sitting in the pool. And I was standing back here with the photographer. And I saw the reflection of the sun in her mouth with this piece of sequins. And I literally like panicked, like just panicked. And I went running. I tripped over my skirt, scraped up my whole leg, jumped in the pool with like my full like gown costume thing on and got inside her mouth. And I was like swiping her mouth and everyone's like, Gretchen, there's nothing in her mouth. There's nothing in her mouth. I'm like, there's something in her mouth. And I went like deep up into her throat or up into her mouth. And I got the piece of sequins out and I was hysterical, like shaking, crying. Like it was the scariest moment that I've ever had with her. And you know, she was just 1 year of age, and had that piece of sequins gone down into her airway, it would have completely been lodged, and I have no idea how I would have been able to get that out. And that was the moment that I was like, okay, like I, even though I knew the current choking protocols, I knew the Heimlich, I knew how to do certain things, it was just one of those things where I was like, I need to like know anything and everything that I can possibly like have in my, you know, in my arsenal of, you know, safety tools to protect my little girl. So that's when I was like on the internet and I was like scouring things. And this ad came up actually on Facebook, which is odd because I'm rarely on Facebook, but I was on Facebook and it came up and it was this LifeVac anti-choking device. And just because we're talking about it, I want to show you because a lot of people are like, well, what the heck is that thing? So this is what the device looks like. And it was really sad because it was these two moms talking about how they lost their child to choking. And I'm like crying. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, this is so sad. And so obviously I clicked on to buy one. And I'm just so grateful that I have this because it's just such a sense of security for me. And it's so simple to use. It literally goes over your nose and your mouth and you place, push and pull. And it's like a one-way valve that dislodges anything that's stuck in your airway. And this has literally already saved hundreds of lives. And you know, a lot of people don't know this, but the Heimlich maneuver or the current choking protocols only work about 50 to 70% of the time. If you have one of these in your household, your chances of survival go up to 99%. So wow. It's pretty incredible. And a lot of people don't realize how many things kids can choke on. I mean, everything from little toys to, you know, pieces of candy at Halloween to, you know, we were just at Sky's second birthday and there was gumballs like in this gumball machine that was like tight and closed. And I didn't see that one of the other kids had opened it up. And here she is like with her hand in the gumball machine. So like when you're at events and you're at parties, especially during the holidays and like 4th of July barbecues, people, they don't realize the kids reaching up and grabbing a hot dog and they can choke on that. They can choke on marshmallows. They can choke on, you know, raw vegetables. I mean, there's so many things that small children can choke on and they don't, a lot of people don't realize this, but it's because their esophagus has not completely developed and it's a lot smaller than an adult. Huh. So that's why they can choke a lot easier. So the other thing is that there is a mask for an adult. So a lot of people are like, is this just for kids?
I was just going to ask you that.
Yeah, this is for adults. And one of my best friend's friend husband just died from choking on a piece of meat in front of their two baby girls. It was horrible. So this happens to adults too. It happens all the time. Our elders They don't, they choke all the time too. And so this is super important to have in our home. I want every school to have this. I want every restaurant to have this. I want this to be like a fire extinguisher in your home, something that like, you know, you should have to literally save a life. And it costs less than a tank of gas. Like literally the thought that I can save Skylar's life, Slade's life, a loved one's life for less than a tank of gas is pretty incredible to me. And you can just get it at lifevac.net. And then I'm just going to give you guys a code in case you really want another discount, because I don't want anybody having excuses to not get one of these, but, you can just use Gretchen10 and you can get another 1% off. So this truly is just something that I'm so passionate about. The other thing that a lot of people don't realize, I just learned this recently, David, is that think about people that are handicapped and in wheelchairs. They don't even have a chance to like get out of a wheelchair and be able to like do the Heimlich. And the size of the wheelchairs nowadays, just the complications of, you know, what goes on in the chairs, because we're so advanced with all that, but they don't even have a chance most of the time to get up and be saved. Huh. So having something like this for somebody that is wheelchair bound is so incredible. And I really just want people to just do a movement around that. I want people to start DMing me in their local cities and say, you know, how can I get this into my schools? How can I help this, you know, petition or help lobby to get this for, you know, people that are in wheelchairs? Because those people don't even have the opportunity to be saved because of being bound to a wheelchair. So I'm sorry, I just get really passionate about this.
No, I mean, it's crazy that it goes up to 99%. It's crazy that schools don't, like all the schools don't have this. Like why wouldn't, like what's the harm in just having it?
Well, and that's the thing. I posted this video that went viral, like 7 million hits just a few weeks ago. We had a customer that had purchased one of these and she had, you know, like your home video camera system on, and her home video camera caught her literally in the middle of her child choking, could not get out what was stuck in their throat, doing all the, you know, patting on the back, the Heimlich maneuver, nothing was working. She opened the drawer. Thank God her mom had bought her one of these, unpackaged it, put it on her child and saved her child's life. Now think about this. That video could have been the video of her child dying. Instead, that video was a video of her saving her child's life because she had a life back in her home. So it's just stuff like that. I mean, 5,000 people a year die from choking. A child dies every 5 days from choking, and it's preventable. And that's the thing. The owner, Art, created this because he almost lost his daughter. So this is just truly like a passion project for him and for me when I got on board with them after I had my incident with Skylar. It's just one of those things where it's like, I feel like I'm doing a PSA for all the parents out there, for anyone that has ever been in a scary situation. People don't realize how often choking happens for people. So anyways, it's just a really great device to have on hand. And I'm just really proud and honored to be, you know, the face of this company and literally saving lives, with this device. So anyways,
I was going to say, how did someone think of that? But I mean,
yeah, it was because this was the crazy story. He almost lost his daughter and he literally was like in his garage, like putting pipe and doing this and like trying to just like create something. And it took years for him to come up with a device that was this one-way valve that, you know, didn't push something further down into your throat. And I mean, crazy stories. I met with them a few weeks ago and it's just, they've worked so hard on this and it just really is something that I really encourage everybody to have in their home. So
I have to watch this video.
Oh my gosh. You got to watch it. It's actually, I got to tell you, I cried when I watched it. Cause it's a little unnerving, you know, like you see the mom, she's in the kitchen and she comes over and she like grabs the baby and like, she realizes it's like choking. So she grabs him out of the high chair and like just starts going through this whole thing. I mean, it was just, it was crazy. But,
and she just remembered that her mother bought this and it was unpackaged. And she just,
crazy. She had it in the drawer in her dining room, like on the coffee table. And she pulled it. It was like, you could tell it was like the last ditch effort. And she went and grabbed it out of there. and she threw her baby on the couch and went like this, and then it came out, and she's hugging the baby. I mean, it's just, the whole thing was like, oh, like unnerving. But thank God that she had one of these, and her mom had bought it for her. So, and that's what I did. I buy this for all my friends now, like as like Christmas gifts. I'm like, okay, I know this is not really make sense, but this is a very practical gift that could save a loved one. So I do it for like gifts. I have one at my parents' house. We have a lake house. So we have one there. I have one here. I have my travel kit for when I go to restaurants or events. Like I just take it everywhere with me. Like it's wow. Like a life vest for me now. Like, you know, it's just, it's like a safety precaution that I don't feel safe unless I have it with me. So anyway,
I'll share the code too for everyone listening.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'll put it in the show notes. And one more question. What about your lovely podcast with Slade?
Oh, not too taboo. So Not Too Taboo is on all the streaming platforms or whatever. We took a little hiatus because I just had too much going on this summer. Like once I got booked for Life Hack and I was like, flying and doing commercials and all the stuff. And then I had the big vacation we had planned and then her birthday party. I was like, I need a second because it's a lot of work. Like
everything is so much work.
It's so much work. The editing, the booking, the talent, the da-da-da-da-da. So we took a little hiatus, but we're going to be back soon. And I just love interacting with everybody. And it was so much fun for Slade and I, because it was like our like time to reconnect because we are so busy. So it like forced us to sit down and talk about life and talk about things and get to talk with some really awesome guests. So, but yeah, you can go get any of the podcasts on any streaming. What is it called? Streaming platform? I always
Apple, Spotify, yeah. Everywhere it's found.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to share with us? What is next for the Smiley family? Are you going to be traveling around with Life Hack? And I mean, I know you've been asked a million times, but you know, wedding plans.
I know. You know what? No wedding plans as of right now. I always say this, like, I feel like I want to be like Goldie and Kurt, like, look at how long they've been together and they're so happy and in love. It's okay, babe. You can come in.
I say that all the time.
Yeah.
Slade can come in. I say that, or your daughter. I say that all the time. Yeah. I don't know why that's not an option for people.
Well, or like, look at Oprah and Stedman. Like, all of them are doing so well. And I swear, all of the people. Hi, baby girl.
Hello. Sorry, we're still on. Hi.
All of the people that have done, that have gotten married after they've been together for so long. Like they end up getting divorced. Look at Brad and Angelina and like all Jen and her guy. I can't remember his name right now, but why are you wet? Now I'm wet. Is that water? Okay. Thank God it's not Pete. So like all those people, like look at, they finally get married and then they break up. So I'm like, that might be bad. But listen, if my little girl one day is like, Mom, Dad, I want you married, I'll probably just go, okay, we have to do it. You know what I mean? So, but here's the thing, David, you know this about me from the show. When I do things, I like to do it big and extravagant. So, and the reason that we put it on pause was because IVF was so expensive. And so we like put all of our energy into that. So I would want to do like the big thing. And I don't know, like, do I have it in me to plan that whole thing? I mean, I feel like her baby shower was kind of like a small wedding for us. So
it's a lot, and it's one day, and it's yep. one night. And if you're just yep. going to stay with this person forever, what is the difference? That is my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my opinion.
I know. I mean, listen, if I just had, you know, a tree out back that was growing money and I just needed to like throw an event, cool. But, you know, again, I would want to do it at a level that would probably, you know, just cost stupid money. And I just don't really want to spend that money on it.
You want to do it right one yeah. day.
Yeah.
Well, when I come to the OC, you and I can also, you know,
I'll love it.
I'll come over. If you don't want to leave Skylar, I can come over and say hi.
Oh, I'd love it.
No, you seem to mention all my friends in the OC. Now you can be one of my friends too.
I love it. Yeah. You mean Peggy and Lizzie could all go out. We could hang out, or Emily too. Do you know Emily yet?
I do. Like I had dinner with her once when she was in New York.
Oh, cool.
I don't remember when. Okay. We have like a mutual friend who lives in Texas, but I know Emily, but I haven't talked to her in like a really long time.
Yeah. Yeah. She's really sweet. So
Peggy, I talk to a lot.
Yeah. Peggy. And I know Peggy and Lizzie hang out all the time. So we could all get together.
We'll have a dinner. I love it. We'll have a drink. We'll have dinner.
I love it.
Awesome. Where can everyone find you online?
A But they can just find me at Gretchen Rossi on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. And it is me. Like everybody always asks, is it you? Respond, yes, it's me.
You get right back.
I do. Like I love my friends and family on social. Like they literally are so much fun to interact with and talk with. And it takes a lot of work to like do it all, but I really just enjoy talking with them. And they're like the reason that I'm where I'm at. So I'm just so grateful for all of them. So I love connecting with them on there.
Well, I'm glad we still did this. I'm sorry to keep you so long. I mean, we kept talking. I thought this would be quick, and I'll tell Gregory you said hi. And like, see, I mean, that was harmless, right?
I'm sure somebody's going to have something to say about something I said, but whatever, you ask the questions. I just answer.
That's what I always say to people. I'm like, I ask the questions, like, I don't know what. And the next time you come back, I promise there'll be no housewives talk unless you get your TV and you're watching, and you have to watch Kathy Hilton too. If you're going to, no, it's, she's really cute.
Thank you. Except now she's going to start crying.
She's happy to see you. Everyone needs to follow you. Life hack. Everyone needs to get this. I'm going to get one for my house. Cause now
You really should. I'm telling you, like, it's so smart to have one. You know, what's so crazy. I can't tell you how many people have already DM'd me that said, I watched your story and something just pulled at my heartstrings to get it. And they got it. And then they needed it. And wow. I've literally had so many DMs already of like, you literally saved my loved one's life because of you posting. So if you're watching this right now, something in the universe is telling you, you need to go get one of those. So
it's just one. Like insurance. We have insurance for everything else. Like, why wouldn't you have this?
Yeah, exactly. So it's just lifehack.net. Check it out.
Everyone check it out. Gretchen, thank you so much. This really was like, thank you for your time. Like, yeah, that we're still talking. I'll keep you posted on when this is coming out. I'll DM you, say hi to Slade, and thank you for letting thank you. Tell him sorry I kept you for as long as I did.
Okay, love. Thank you so much. Great to talk with you finally.
You too. I'll see you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.